Good morning, Rabbosai. Everybody's had a tough weekend, I think. We're still reeling from the news. I think the best thing that we can do, Le'il Nishmas Dudi, is to be Mischazek in Torah way. Carry on and do the things that he would have wanted us to do. So continuing, getting back into the sugya that we were trying to learn, I was trying to learn the halachas of being mafsik, sitting down within Dalad Amos of someone else, or walking in front of somebody who's davening. Because that, as I said, comes up, it applies the whole year round, but it comes up even more, Shana Yom Kippur, because people daven Lang Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore you can end up, people end up that they finish their Shemoneh Esrei, and there's somebody behind them davening. Or, as we'll learn, maybe somebody to their side, or maybe somebody in front of them. Who is davening? Are they allowed to sit down? And are they allowed to walk? Are they allowed to walk away? Are they allowed to walk by the side of somebody who's davening? So we learned that the makor was from the parsha of Eli and Chana. And the problem, as I said, was we were trying to learn halacha, but everybody was got so involved in the sugya. You know, what was Eli thinking, and where was he sitting, and we had the rayas from the psukim, etc., etc. And the truth is that, as I said on Friday, it's not an achshir. I'd love to carry on with the discussion about why he thought he was a shikora, and whether he thought she was davening or she wasn't davening. Was he standing? Was he sitting? We had all these things. And at least, if you don't have the time to look it up, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, right from the beginning. Yeah. If you don't have time to look it up, you can think about it during the Haftorah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, we learn out from there. When you're saying Laftoira, have in mind Melento Osfidot and these halachas that we're going to be learning. The things that we take out from the parsha is, number one, you're not allowed to stand within Dalad Amos of somebody who's davening. And the Boskim say, who adin, somebody who's saying the first posuk of Kriya Shema. If somebody's got his hands over his eyes and he's saying Shema Yisrael, that's the same halacha as Lehispalel, as when he's davening Amida, when he's standing the Shemoneh Esrei. And we learned that the Dalad Amos of a person is a halacha, a circle around him. In other words, the distance of Dalad Amos in a circle is Admas Kodesh, we learned. This is holy. The fact that a person's standing in front of the Rebbein Shlom and he's being Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemaim, or he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, makes the land around him holy, which is one of the reasons why you can't sit down. And the second kavona that we learnt was, we learnt it out from Imcha and Oisecha and Ani Hoesher Anetzeves, etc. We're not going any more into the psukim anymore. We're looking now at the halacha itself, and we'll understand the halacha better because of it. The second reason why you're not allowed to sit within toich dalad amos of somebody else, and according to this, it will even apply that you're not allowed to sit behind him within his dalad amos, is because it looks as if you're not being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It looks as if he's davening and you are reading, or you're looking up the sedra sheet, or we'll see what you might be doing, because that's one of the sources of one of the main heterim that we have. One of the main heterim that we have will be, what is it that you're actually busy doing at the time when you're sitting, at the time when you want to sit down, and you want to. Time you want to sit down during the time when somebody's standing near you and she's davening Shemoneh Esrei, what are you doing at that time is going to be one of our main heterim. The other heter that we're going to look at, we're going to look at two main heterim. Number one, by the way, Rabbi Heksha is here because he came in with me. So he must be downstairs or something. I don't know, check. He's on the premises for sure. So one of the main heterim is going to be, if you are learning, well, let's say if you are davening yourself. If you're davening, and it's clear that you're davening, it's apparent that you are davening, from the fact that you're shuckling backwards and forwards, and you're mumbling the words, etc., etc., then you're not, you're also davening. So that you've only got the problem of Admas Kodesh, but you don't have the problem that you look as if you're not being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim like the other person who's davening. You don't have that problem because it's clear from what you're doing. The poskim will clear about learning as well. And our second heter might be if you have a mechitza behind you. If there's a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high, but between you and the mispalel, will that help? What size does it have to be? How secure does it have to be? We'll look at all those halachas in the coming days.
You learn those locals ones with you.
Yeah.
Started at the Torway in Northwest London, so. Sunday, Kaf Aleph Elul, 14th of September, Rena Rav, Rabbi Avrom, Heksha, Shlita, the awesome power of keeping quiet. This is part of the Shmiras Haloshan program. See posters for details. This week's story is sponsored by Norman and Annabella Taylor's mother, Kastner, the granddaughter, Rina Miller Shatithia, to David Balula Nerior. He at Rosh Hashim advised Nemo, be his father, Shem, be his Yelot. But the Nishmas, Rav Moshe Ben Rabbi Yosef, were up on his 30 outside last Friday. And the Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Do Ben, Rav Shimon Mechoel Tzvi, Zichron and Lebrocha. The Tzvus Hashvoim, Ba Chaylim, Ba Milchamon, Shachsul, Ba Tehem, Le Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Holding Elul Tovshin Pei Hei. 30 years ago, Elul Tovshin Nun Hei, I was a schoolboy, graduating perhaps from grammar school, going to yeshiva for the very first time. Like you know, any transition stage is a little bit nerve-wracking, especially leaving home for the first time, going from London to Manchester. Suddenly, you're going from being the oldest in the school to the youngest in yeshiva. You come to yeshiva and everyone else looks at home, the Shir Beis Bocher, the Shir Gimel, the Shir Medalet Bocher, and they all look at home. You're a Shir Aleph Bocher. You don't really know anyone. I only went with one chava. It's a little bit nerve-wracking. And going there, you're always looking for a little bit of recognition, someone to put an arm around the shoulder and say gedvot, and just say hello and smile to you, especially if it's an older Bocher, and it gives you tremendous chizuk. And I remember there was taka one such Bocher in Shir Beis, that he came up to me, I don't remember exactly what he said, but from day one, he showed an interest and he was very, very kind and very friendly. I felt very chuffed. With time, I realized that this bocher wasn't just friendly to me, but he was friendly with everyone. Mamish moved my beers. But I remember how Mamish gave me a chizuk, the power of a word. The bocher who did that, the bocher who gave me that chizuk, was Dudi Iskovitz. And like I say, with time, going through a few years in yeshiva with him, like I say, he was one shir above me. But Mamish was treated everyone, whether you're in his shir, you're not in his shir, Keachon Mimlea Chabur. And it was a gewaldige chizuk. The smile that he had, the heart that he had, Pasha lit up the yeshiva. The energy that he had. I remember coming down one Shabbos morning, Shabbos Zachar, or was it Erev Shabbos, either with Shchodesh Adar or Erev Shabbos Zachar, I don't remember. And the whole yeshiva was so beautiful, the whole Beis HaMedrash was so beautifully decorated, it was clear that someone had been up all night, putting all his koichas into dressing the Beis HaMedrash, Lechavad Purim, and Vashteitzich it was him. And already then we knew, it was clear, that Dudi, with his big heart and his big smile and that positive energy that he had, was going to build Olamos. And Itaka built Olamos, he built himself as an Olam, he built his Gevaldige Mishpacha L'Tiferes. Oh, but for the Tzibur, which he did so much, perhaps the two biggest things he did, and the two things he'll be remembered for, is number one, building the Gevaldige Beis HaMedrash El Moshe, a place which is a Mokum Tefillah through the week, Shabbos is Yomim Tovim, and start the day the Torah away, which is phenomenal, because I remember every time he called me and asked me, no, will you give a shir, I was always nishtoimim. I know how hard it is, just it's Yom Tov coming up. I have to find 3 darshanim in shul. To find 6 darshanim on a weekly basis is a tremendous all. I know you just see it on a Friday morning. You see the post up, who's speaking the next week. How many times did he call me on a Wednesday night? I'm still missing 3 people and the post has to go out to print. The gewaldige achrayas that he had, what he did for the tzibur, was awesome. For me, it's unthinkable. I haven't been in Torah away for a while, but for me, it's unthinkable. The way the Rebbe Nishim was mesaviv kol hasivuvim is that I would stand here in Ohel Moshe, by Torah away, giving a shir in Torah away, when we're still together, Mason Mutl Lefonov, before the Kavur, before the Levaya. Of all we can say is that whatever goes on in this Beis HaMedrash, whatever goes on in Torah away, is Avada Dudi Zchus L'Netzach Netzachim. If the Mishnah says in Avos al Shleish Dvarim Ma'olam Oymid al Chesed, you got Gemilas Chasodim, and you've got Torah, and you've got Avodah, And every person in their private life has to have these three. Torah, Avod, Gemilas, Chasadim. Dudi had all that in his heart. The Torah which goes on in Torah way, the Avodah, the Tefillah which goes on in Oil Moshe, and the Chesed which he did, Ad Yom HaAchron, is legendary. Yotzen, that all the Tefillahs and all the Tzchus of Limud HaTorah, which continues in this Mokam Kodesh, should be Leilu Nishmasa HaTorah, it should be a Tzchus for him, for his Gvaldi Mishpacha, and him and the Gans Kehillah, who are together, Shvuei Leiv, completely Tzvachan hearts, completely shattered hearts, anyone who knows them. The only Rufur comes from the Rebbein Hashem, which should be Zeich HaTaka, the Haroifel is Shvuei Leiv. The Rebbein Hashem should be Merapas, the Rebbein Hashem should heal us, heal his Mishpacha, and heal the Kehillah, and Mechabish La Tzvaisam, and Ve'ez Hashem, we should only be Nisvasib, so his service is Shuris V'Nechamas.
Amen.
So like I say, that word that he gave me, on that first or second day when I was in Shari Torah, was Mamash Mechazik, the power of a word is awesome. How if a person just puts an arm around the shoulder and a nice smile and a nice vart, it can be Boino Olamos. I once heard, I can't remember if I heard it directly from Reb Zev Lev, or I heard it B'Shem Reb Zev Lev. He said that the word Loshen, which means tongue, is Miloshen Losh, which means Lisha, to knead. Because the idea of kneading is I've got all grains, all particles of flour, each one, they've got thousands upon thousands. And by kneading it together, it becomes one entity, it becomes one mass, one ball of dough. Losh means to take things which are independent, have no shaychus, not connected, and bind them together till they become mamish one. And that's the power of the tongue. You can have so many people who have no shaychus, no connection with one another, separate from one another, nothing in common, but yet with a good vart, with a little bit of chizuk, you can mamish put them together as one. And if we're mispalel, in the Yom Noyoyim, Abom Aleinu L'Toyva, we're mispalel, that we also chulam agudo echos, that we want the Benishim to be ma'achad into agudo echos, Gans Klal Yisrael and the Gans Welt, the Benishim will no doubt turn to us and say, you want me to be agudo echos? Or are you doing your bit to make Klal Yisrael agudo echos? The way to make agudo echos, the way to make is by lisha. By kneading them together, people are separate, people have different interests, people have different mishpachas, people have different backgrounds, it doesn't matter. And that's with the power of the tongue. To see adechan advoim magiim, how far the power of the tongue goes. So Gwena Maisa, one of my favorite stories, with there was a young almona. She was left over with just one young little child, and one little boy, Mendel, and she didn't have any husband to sustain her anymore, and the poverty was real. She didn't have food, she didn't have what to give him, certainly not the Schar Melamed to give him, to pay him for his cheder fees, but she pulled through on a day-by-day basis. But all his clothes, as he grows up, as Mendel grows up, all his clothes were versteitzer, hand-me-down, second-hand, third-hand. He'd never in his life seen a new baguette. And once when it was around Purim time, before Purim time, his mother called him to the side and said, Mendel, he says, I decided for Rosh Hashanah, I want to buy you a new baguette. A new suit is out, is unthinkable. But a new shirt. Something for us which seems so petty. But a new shirt, he'd never seen a new shirt in his life. How am I going to buy a new shirt? He says, you know what? She says, you know what? I'm going to start saving now. It's from Purim, from before Purim, she starts a little bit of the Matanis Levinim. She gets everything she gets, she puts a little bit by the side. And they've got a cup by the side of the kitchen, and she puts penny by penny, putter by putter. And Mendel, every week he comes home and he checks how much money is in the pushka, how much money is in the cup. And when he comes halfway through Elul, she calls Mendel aside. Mendel says, I've got enough to buy a new shirt. And they went to the shop. He felt like Melech Malchei Amlochim. He'd never been to a shop to buy a new beggar first hand. And they chose him a new shirt. He couldn't wait for Rosh Hashanah Pashat in order to wear this new shirt. Shtel Zachvor, the amount of compliments he's going to get. Everyone's going to notice. Everyone's going to give him a compliment. Comes Leil Rosh Hashanah, he puts on the shirt. He feels like $1 million. He goes out. Remember, he's a young boy. He goes out. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a father to walk with him to shul. And he goes. And he sees people on the way to shul. And one says, Ksiva Chasimoteva, Gideon of Mendel. And walks past him. And he's like, hey, did you not notice my new shirt? No, what? You didn't say anything. I've got it. But, chance. Maybe he's still a pachad of Yom Adin. In shul, no one said anything to him. After shul, everyone says, Ksiva Chasima Tova, etc. Lashana Tova, Tikasav. And no one mentions a word. Everyone knows he's awesome, and everyone comes over to him and says good yom tov with a smile. But no one said a word about his shirt. And he mumsh felt deflated. No one, not a single person has noticed. He goes home. On the way home, other people see him. And nothing. No one mentioned a word. Not to blame anyone. How is anyone supposed to know? But to Mendel, his whole Rosh Hashanah and his whole half years revolved around this new shirt. He's walking down on the way home, he's walking down Rechav Malchi Yisrael. And as he gets close to the corner of there, Rechav Balbach, where the Ger Beis HaMedrash used to be, there's a whole hub of activity, and he realized they were just finishing davening and people were going in to wish the Rebbe Beis Yisrael, Agad Yontif, and Aksiva Chasim Tov. He said, you know, I'm also going to go in. And he goes in, it was a whole hub of activity. And everyone's pushing and shoving to get, and for the first time that night, he forgot about his shirt. And he's getting closer and closer and closer to the Rebbe, pushing towards the front of the line. And as he gets to in front of the Rebbe looks at him, smiles, strokes the collar of his shirt, and he says, "Psh." And that was it. He didn't say a word, it's not even a word. It was just one syllable, "Psh." Ad Hayom, today, this boy is a Maabitz Torah in France. And he says, if you want to know where I got to, if you want to know why I didn't throw in the towel, if you want to know what built me as a person, it was that one word, not even a word, a syllable of the Beis Yisrael, who saw a young boy need the chizuk. How he know he had a new shirt? Call it what you want, I don't know. But the chizuk which he gave me, he says, is standing with me all these years later. And there's so many stories which we could talk about the koach of avot and how a person can build. However, we have to remember that zelu mazeh osa leikim. And if the power of speech, with one word, one syllable, can build a person, not just for a few years, but can build a person for his entire life, can mold his entire future, the same is true the other way around. Speech can be machriv. It can destroy. It can destroy a person, it can destroy a family, can it destroy communities. And that's why we know Lashon Hara is taka so severe. The Lashon of Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva, I know we say now in the summer, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelik loylem abo. We have to remember the Mishnah carries on, Ve'elu she'en lehem chelik loylem abo. There are those groups, categories of people, she'en lehem chelik loylem abo. Zog the Rambam, Ve'elu she'en lehem chelik loylem abo, ele nichrosin ve'oivdim v'nidoinim al goydel rishom, lo'oylom u'lo'olme elomim. Who are these lucky people who ain't lehem chelik loylem abo? Haminim v'apikosim, ha'koifim v'atoyah, you understand who we're talking about here? Apikosim, people who are koifim in our Torah, they don't say Torah in our Shemaim. They don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, they don't believe in Moshiach, Mushumodim, people who machtias a rabbim, poishim medarchi tzibur, ubali loshon hara. Zadu Rambam, ubali loshon hara goes in the same category as all these others. Because if you appreciate, what did I do already? I just said something. And perhaps it was a joke, perhaps I didn't mean it. But it doesn't matter, a joke can also be machriv, a joke can also hurt. Especially some people are more sensitive than others, some people are more gullible than others. You never know one word how much it can be machriv. And for that, we need gevald yasiyata d'shmaya, every single human being, every single yid. You'll notice that the Shemoneh Esrei, we said this morning, the entire Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end is b'loshon rabim. Everything is loshon rabim. Slach lonu, refa'enu, baruch aleinu, shemak aleinu, everything is loshon rabim. Until we get to Elekai Netzor Lishoni Meiro. When we dive into the Rebbein Shem Siyat Dishmai, Rebbein Shem, I'm starting my day now. And I know I'm going to have Nisyonis in Lashon Hara, Nisyonis in Moitzi Shemra, Nisyonis making fun of people, embarrassing, of Zilzal, of Leitzonos, whatever it is. I personally, forget about everyone else, I personally need the Gvaldi Siyat Dishmai. This is already a personal Bakosha, Netzor Lishoni Meiro, Sfosai Medabe Mimro. And it's not only the biggest Baalei Lashon Hara who say this tefillah, every single leading Klal Yisrael says this. Even though the truth is, it's not an intrinsic part of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei finishes, Amvoich Esam Yisrael Basholim. And yet it's become our minhag to adopt this tefillah. You know, if you look in Brachos, it goes throughout the Amayroim, about 12 or 15 different tefillahs, personal tefillahs, which each one of the Amayroim added on after Amvoich Esam Yisrael Basholim. Or but Klal Yisrael take this one tefillah, we chose this one because this is the one we need. Of Netzor Lishoni Meiro, it's the only one, like I say, which is Loshon Yochid. Because every individual has to understand that he's achroi to keep his mouth shut, to be careful in Loshon Hara. Once heard from Tolner Ebezal Zayin Gazunta, famous words, he said from his Zedu, Dodul Tolner, he says, Amoyed Kazach. He says, we know, forgive me those of you who know the word, but it's a beautiful word. We know that the Rebbein Shem gives schar for anyone who does anything good, even an animal. The klovim, the klovim kept quiet. Why did and in the schus they kept quiet? They got a scha. What was the scha? That when we have a treifa, says the pasuk, lakelev tashlichu noisei. The tzfadim also did a gevald gemaisa toiv. They jumped in the fire. They jumped into the fires in makas tzvadeya when they're hot. Which scha did they get? That at the end of makas tzvadeya, when all the Tzvadim died, oh, but those ones, those ones that jumped in the fire, those ones survived. They didn't live till today, but they lived till whenever Tzvadeh, his life expectancy is. If you compare the dogs to the frogs, the dogs did something good and the frogs did something good. Whose Ma'aseh Tov was more choshev? The dogs kept quiet. Instead of barking, they kept quiet. And the frogs jumped in the fire. He was Ma'aseh Nefesh. No, who did something? Someone who jumps in the fire or someone who keeps quiet? Versteht sich, the frogs, their Ma'aseh Tov is much more impressive. They were Ma'aseh Nefesh, they jumped in the fire. Whose Scha is bigger? The frogs, they just lived out life, their life expectancy. And the dogs, they were zeicher that their great-great-grandchildren still are going to be zeicher in 2025 in Tovshin Pehela, Kelev Tashlichon Oisai. Why was it that the scha that the dogs got was so much greater than the scha that the frogs got if the l'choyer, the ma'aseh tov of the frogs was more than the dogs? Zogav Dovdol Tolna, if the Rebbe Nishon gives a bigger scha to the dogs than the frogs, vayis techois, sishvera, it's harder to keep quiet than to jump into a fire. And sometimes we can understand it. You've got a Lashon Hara, it's mamish on the tip of your tongue. So Bremzach, you're plapsing to say it. To bite your tongue is Yisurim Noyoyim. To control your tongue. Or we should know the Rebbeinu Shem is machshev more than jumping in the fire. Like the Vilna Gaon says in his letter famously, I'll call Rega, Rega, Shadom, Chosim, Piv. When a person's got a Yitzhar to say something and he keeps quiet, Zoyche Lo Hagonos, Shein Malach Abiyah Yochel Elishai. Not that he's zoichet to something which we can't picture, which we can't envisage, something which a Malach can't begin to believe. The Gemara in Kedushin says the one of the Amayoim, I don't remember who it was, went to another Amayoim and he saw that Yenim's son, he was Altabach, and he didn't get married yet. So he asked, why haven't you married off your son Rabbi Yitzchok? He says, because I don't know what to look for in a shidduch. The question which so many of us have. I'm looking for a shidduch, a girl for my daughter, and I don't know what to look for. Tell me, what should I look for in a shidduch? And he said, look for one thing. Zil bosash tikuto. Look for a girl who knows how to keep her mouth shut. Look for a girl who knows, comes from a family who knows how to keep... And I say, it sounds like something trivial, something unimportant. But the ability to keep your mouth shut when there's some juicy loshna, there's some juicy gossip, is yisurim. Like we say, the Rebbeinu Shem is machshev more than jumping in a fire. Panovich Rav once went collecting to South Africa, collecting for his moisad. He was sitting next to, it was a big function, he was sitting next to a non-religious person. They didn't have much conversation. Kapanovich Rav couldn't speak English. But they managed to somehow. So this Yid turns to the Kapanovich Rav and says, does the Rav know English? So he says, I know half. So he says, what do you mean I know half? So Kapanovich Rav says, I don't know how to speak in English, but I know how to keep quiet in English. That's also a gewaldige Sache. You know how to, you can speak, you know how to keep quiet. Comes out that the Koach HaDibur Mechad Gisa, on the one hand, can build a person, can build a family, can build a killer. And on the other hand, it can mamash be machriv. Perhaps it's similar to a car. A car which is a gewaldige Sache. How much chesed a person can do with a car. How much a person can be mahana the tzibur with a car. How much he benefits his own personal avodas Hashem with a car. And on the other hand, the car is a kli mashkes. What a chubad that can come out of a car. What defines whether a car is something dangerous or a car is something you can use? The answer is if it's got healthy brakes. You have to go on a yearly basis to check the brakes. If a car doesn't have brakes, it's a dangerous, it's a kli mashkes. If it's got brakes, then you can use it. And the same is true when it comes to a person's mouth. A person's mouth can build and a person's mouth can break. But it has to have brakes. I think it was either of Shimshon Pinkas or Yaakov Galinsky. One of them said that a person who doesn't know how to close his mouth is like a tap which you can't close. If they can't close a tap, if it keeps dripping, the tap is broken. And the other one was talking Madamit to a car. Someone who can't keep their mouth shut is like a car without brakes. If you the word of brakes in Ivrit is in modern Hebrew is blamim. Blamim, base lam and mem. Blamim is the brakes. That's what we talk about. Toil le'eretz al belimo. Toil le'eretz al belimo, steht in Chazal, the Rebbeinu Shem hangs the world. We're going to say soon, Rom of Nasei, Sheikhin Shchokim, Toil le'eretz al belimo, the Rebbeinu Shem hangs the world. Al mi sheyochel liv loim piv, someone who knows how to put brakes on his mouth. The ability to keep quiet when you've got something to say is awesome. So if we're comparing it to a car, no one can go, no one, doesn't matter how talented you are, you're not allowed to go in the car. You're not allowed to drive in a car. Unless, number one, it's got healthy brakes, healthy brake pads. And that has to be kaseid on a yearly basis checked. And number two, you have to learn the highway code. And if we're comparing the mouth to the car, it has to be the same thing. Number one, you have breaks on your mouth, you know when to stop. And number two, you learn there must be an instruction booklet. If there's an instruction booklet to the car, there's an instruction booklet to your mouth. That instruction booklet, the Chofetz Chaim authored, Sefer Chofetz Chaim Shmiras HaLashon. It's an instruction booklet how to use your car, how to use your mouth, when to open it, when to close it, when you're allowed to drive, when you have to stop, when you're allowed to speak and when you have to stop. And in the same way that it's lo yitochen, it's unthinkable for someone to drive in a car without learning how to drive. It's unthinkable for someone to open their mouth without having learned, say, for Chofetz Chaim Shmiras HaLashon. David HaMelech, Shomo Nafshi Ki Chosidoni. David HaMelech was looking for Zchusim. Shomo Nafshi, guard me, Yubayin Shem, Ki Chosidoni. Why am I a Chosid? In what Zchus did David HaMelech have that he was a Chosid? State in Medrash. What was the Zchus? Why did he call himself a Chosid? Kol mi sheshemea kilelosa v'shoichsik. Someone who knows how to keep quiet, nikra Chosid. David shoma kilelosa. David heard when Shimi ben Geo cursed him v'shosak and he kept quiet when he had what to say back. B'din hu sheikra Chosid. When David HaMelech was looking for something as Chus for the Bein Shem, shoma nafshi, Bein Shem, look after me, guard me. I'm being nirdof, I'm being chased. His chus was ki chosidoni. I managed to keep my mouth shut, and I've got something to say back. And not only that, David HaMelech had a right to say it back, because Shimi ben Gera was mekalel. Sometimes we write to say, but afal b'kein, you have to put the brakes on. Sgana Yidu Lezer Ben David, he was once in Australia, and he was in Australia, and he's walking down the street soon after he arrived, and he sees there was two goyim who were watching him, and he felt a little bit uncomfortable. So he starts walking a bit faster. They walk fast after him. So he starts running, and they start running after him. And then he realized he's not going to escape. He waited till they come over to him. And they said to him, sorry, can we ask you a question? He says, sure. He says, are you Jewish? He says, yeah, well noticed. He said, are you the real thing? Said, yeah, I'm the real thing. He says, we've never seen a Jew before. We're Christians. We learned the Bible, and we learned about the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We've learned about... You really look like the Jews in the pictures. You're the real thing. He says, yeah, I'm the real thing. And they say, wow. Okay. And he walks off. 20 seconds later, he sees that they're coming after him again. He wasn't so nervous this time. And he stops and waits for them. He says, can we ask you one more question? And he says, sure, go ahead. Can we have a picture with you? He said, why would you want a picture? What do you mean, why would we want a picture with you? You're the Amma Nivcha, you're a prince, you're a son of God. Of course we want a picture with you. No problem. They had a picture. And he goes off, have a good day. He goes down the road and he sees that they're still following him. He stopped again. And they said, we're really sorry to trouble you. Can we ask you one more thing? He said, go ahead. He said, they asked him, what does a Jew think about when he walks down in the street? He said, what do you mean, what does a Jew think about? They said, well, we think about whatever we think about. But you're a prince, you're a son of God. What does a prince, what does a son of God think about the whole day? And he said, that I didn't have an answer. Biggest Musa lesson I got was in these two Christians in Australia. They understood as a Yid, not only does Yid behave differently to a guy, but what Yid thinks about is different to a guy. By them it was poshut that whatever goes through a Yid's mind is different to what goes through a guy's mind. And in the same way that Yid acts differently to a guy, and a Yid thinks differently to a Yid's speech is different to a guy. Even by goyim, they have a concept of slander. You're not allowed to slander another person. But v'shteitzach, they don't have all the details of Hichas Chofetz Chaim v'shmiras HaLashon. Oh, but the fact it's okay for them doesn't mean it's okay for us. We're bnei melochim. Bonim matim l'Hashem lekechem. The Rebbeinu Shem demands from us more. We're holding Mamish first day slichas. Soon yom noyroim, it's soon yom adin. Sifei chayim and sifei mesim psuchim lefonov. Zodach of it's chayim. When the sotan, when the mekatrik comes to be mekatrik on klal yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, the Rebbeinu Shem says, I'm very sorry, but I'm not allowed to hear Lashon Hara. You can't say anything. Says the Sultan, you can't listen to me, oh, but they speak Lashon Hara. What can I do? I'm done the world, middah connected middah. A Yid who speaks Lashon Hara, then when the Yetzer Hara comes, the Sultan comes and his mekatrik says Lashon Hara about him, I have no choice but to listen. Someone who doesn't speak Lashon Hara, that's the best way to silence the Sultan, the Yetzer Hara. Don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean you're allowed to do all our various in the book, just not speak Lashon Hara. But it means that the Sultan doesn't have a shus to be mekatrik. On the other hand, Zodach Chofetz Chaim, the person who's got gewalt gezchusim, you've done maisim tovim by the hundreds, by the thousands. So the Chofetz Chaim, you might come up, and they've all disappeared, they've all vanished. Where are all my schusim? Where are all my ma'asim tovim? So the Chofetz Chaim, the pasuk says, yesh mis asher ve'ein koil. You can have a person who makes money, and he's a pauper. Imagine you've got money, you keep putting the money in your pocket, and afterwards you put your hand in your pocket, there's nothing there. Why is there nothing there? You've got a hole at the bottom of the pocket. It's like filling up the bathtub without putting the plug in. Zot Chofetz Chaim, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, is like filling a bathtub without the plug in. It's like putting money in your pocket with a hole in the pocket. Everything just goes straight through. Because if Leimotza Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klimasik Bocha Leisoel Ela HaSholim, Lashon Hara, which is Machriv Sholim, it makes it Ois Kli Machzik Bocha, a keli which could hold, can't hold anymore. Stell the four, a person comes to Yom Adin. Rebbein Shem, I've said so many brachas, I've done so much chesed this year, and he comes up and it's all vanished, it's all gone, because he's a Baal Lashon Hara. Pachat Pachodim. On the other hand, the Rebbein Shem has, that's looking backwards, but looking forwards. The Rebbein Shem wants to give us a Ksiva Chasim Utov. As much as we want it, the Rebbein Shem wants it. Not always do we get it. Why do we not get it? Why sometimes are we not zeicher to the brachas which Rebbein Shem wants to give to us? So Givena Yid Nebuch, a rich fellow, or he had no children, he wasn't zeicher to children. Versteht sich? Mishay Nebonim Chashem Kemeis, he was zebochen in ganzen. One day he comes to the Rebbe Bshlomke from Zil, and he says, Rebbe, he says, I know you've given me brachas before to have a child, but my wife has told me now that unless the Rebbe promises me a child, I'm not invited home. I'm not allowed in until the Rebbe promises me a child. Rebbe, promise me a child. And the Rebbe stops and he thinks, Versteht sich, Shlomka's will is way higher than Hasagaseinu, Kodesh HaKodoshim. And he says, you know what, I'll promise you. If you want me to promise you a child, you have to make a promise or a couple of promises to me as well. And he said, Rebbe, whatever it takes. And he says, okay, I promise you a child. But you have to promise me that when you go to mikveh, it's none of this mikveh now. It's not listening to Lashon Hara in the mikveh, not speaking to Lashon Hara in the mikveh. And he knew, the reason why he said this, because this person was known as the Reish HaMadabim. He always had what to say. He was involved in everything and everyone's business. You go in and you go out without saying a word. And he said, Rebbe, I promise. And he said, if it's not only in the mikveh, when you get into shul by the kavash tibul, also the same thing. You go in, you daven, and you're out. There's no schmoozing in shul. There's no lashon hara in shul, not speaking, not listening. He said, Rebbe, you have my word. The next day, he comes into mikveh, comes in shul, and his friend starts striking up a conversation, and the fellow keeps shtum, he keeps quiet. They didn't know what happened to him. Taka a year later, he was zeicher to his son. Reb Shlomka was there by the bris. He goes up to Reb Shlomka by the bris, and he says, Rebbe, but what's the midah k'neged midah? What's one got to do with the other? Because I kept quiet there from zeicher to a child, what's one got to do with the other? Zog Shlomka. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbein Shem is kevea, how much hana a person should have that year. How much geshmak a person should have that year. You've taken the bulk of the geshmak, which the Rebbein Shem destined for you, and you've used it by speaking Rosh Hashanah. There's nothing more geshmak than speaking Rosh Hashanah. You'd have very little geshmak left. Having a child is very geshmak. You haven't got any credit notes left yet of geshmak. In from the Rebbein Shem Sra, because you've used it all the Lashon Hara, if you promise to keep quiet, so Melech says, Rebbein Shem, you're going to have to get your geshmak another way, and that is through having a child. Who knows, the gewaldige geshmak, the gewaldige hanois, the gewaldige gitter, besuris tovis, which Rebbein Shem has in store for us, for Tovshin Pei Vav. How foolish can we be to sacrifice that for a imagined, short-term, davar she'ein by mamish, the geshmak, in inverted commas, of speaking Lashon Hara, of listening to Lashon Hara. Who knows how much, how many korbanos we have to give? Who knows how many besuris rois we have to endure it because of the geshmak which we've had by speaking Lashon Hara, by listening to Lashon Hara? If we've spoken just a little about, we've run out of time, but we've spoken just a little about the power of a word, hey letoy vein lemutter, how you can build a person, and on the other hand, how you can be machriv a person, how you can build a family, and how you can be machriv a family. We have to remember that the tongue, although it's so easy to speak, it's a kli mashkis like a car. And in the same way that if your car fails, if the brake pads are worn down and it fails the MOT, it's illegal to drive. It's illegal to speak without having healthy brakes on your tongue. In the same way it's illegal to drive without learning the highway code, it's illegal to speak without learning Chofetz Chaim. Hayatochen, it's a kli mashkes. How could a person dream of opening his mouth without knowing what he can and what he cannot say? The Rosh Hashiva, Manish Rosh Hashiva, Zechon Nevocha, Ki Yodua, was Mavtiach, that everyone needs Yeshua, so many people need Yeshua. He says, Ein Mishpacha Ba'olam. There's no such thing, a person, a Mishpacha, who mischazek in Shmei Zaloshen, who learns Sefer Chofetz Chaim, two halachas a day who haven't seen Yeshua. We all need Yeshua's, individual Yeshua's, Klal Yistika, Bechlal Bifat, Klal Yisrael needs Yeshua's. We all are going to stand in a week's time in front of the Rebbein Shem, we're going to say, Rebbein Shem, V'yosu Chulam Agudah Echas, Rebbein Shem is going to say to us, V'yosu Chulam Agudah Echas, let's see if you're making Agudah Echas, if you're using your tongue to be losh, to knead people together. We're going to say, Rebbein Shem, give us a L'chaim Toyim Tichtaveinu. Rebbein Shem is going to turn to us and say, Toy Le'etz Al Belima. It all depends if you've got Belomim, if you've got breaks on your mouth. And when the Rebbeinu Shem is deciding, when he's got the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim, he's got the Sifrei Tzadikim, Sifrei Yeshayim and Sifrei Beinonim, and he's deciding where to write us, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to prescribe how much and determine how much hano, how much geshmak each one of us is going to have, how foolish we're going to be by sacrificing that for a little bit of temporary imagined hano, geshmak of speaking or listening to Lashon Hara. It's all been ischazik together, all been ischazik in the Ve'yasu Chulam Agudah Echos, all been ischazik in the Toile Etzal B'lima, in understanding what Ovda Melech understood, Shomo Nafshi Kichosidoni, the ability to keep quiet, to understand the Rebbeinu Shem appreciates what the dogs did a lot more than the frogs did. It's a lot more choshev than jumping in the fires to be able to keep quiet. And the more Sid Brent, the more geshmak the Lashon Hara is, the more geshmak the Moitzi Shema is, the more of a gewaldige scha it is when a person manages to keep quiet. And the zchus, the klal yisrael bechlal and as befrat, will be nischazik, every person to their ability, in Shmiras HaLashon. Even if it's just for short term, an hour a day, 2 hours a day, where we're going to make sure we're careful. Even if it's only Rebbeinu Shem, we're taking on ourselves for Elul Tishri Cheshvan. After that, we'll reassess. Every Hischazkus and Shmiras HaLashon is worth a gewalt. Yotzen, that the zchus of that should be omid lonu, should be omid for HaMishpach, should be omid for Dudi Zechroin Elevacha. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all only know Besoyos Tovis, Shuras V'Nechomes. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zecha to Ksiva V'Chasim V'Tov V'Nikid Givenshti.